Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Coronavirus 411, the latest COVID-19 info and new hotspots for October 26, 2021. New travel guidance from the U.S. government. Most travelers to the United States are required to be vaccinated. However, if you're from a country that has a shortage of vaccines, you for some reason don't have to be. Airlines must get contact info on passengers for contact tracing. And starting November 8th, all travelers must be tested, even if you're fully vaccinated, to get on a plane bound for the U.S. Moderna says a study in kids 6 to 11 found two doses of their vaccine given 28 days apart produced a strong antibody response. The study was done using a half dose of the adult vaccine. The company will submit the data to regulators in an attempt to win authorization of the vaccine for children in that age range. As with many things, there is no debate about giving children vaccines in China. With 76% of the population fully vaccinated and a zero-tolerance policy toward outbreaks, kids as young as 3 years old will start being vaccinated in at least five provinces. What's the best way to incentivize people to get vaccinated? You know, other than avoiding going on a ventilator? A study out of North Carolina says it's cash. Guaranteed cash incentives slowed the decline in vaccine rates by half where offered. Researchers said rewards are especially effective if given immediately after the desired behavior, which is why some vaccine lotteries have not been effective. A little bad news for some of you, and you know who you are. Researchers at the National Institute on Drug Abuse say regular use of marijuana can increase your chances of getting a breakthrough COVID infection. In fact, the study showed cannabis was the only substance that increased the risk based only on the substance and related behaviors. In the United States, cases were down 25%, deaths are down 13%, and hospitalizations are down 19% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since September 13th.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There are 9,388,349 active cases in the United States. With not all states reporting daily numbers, the five states with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita, New Hampshire, 54%, Vermont, 31%, Maine, 28%, Rhode Island, 19%, and Colorado and Alaska, 16%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times, Goshen, Wyoming, Boundary, Idaho, Humboldt, Nevada, Bethel Census Area, Alaska, Carbon, Wyoming, Nome Census Area, Alaska, Stark, North Dakota, Inyo, California, Fremont, Wyoming, and Park, Montana. There have been at least 737,316 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 70.9%, Rhode Island at 70.4%, and Connecticut at 70.3%. The bottom three vaccinating states are West Virginia at 41%, Idaho at 43.4%, and Wyoming at 43.5%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 57.4%. There were only three countries with a 24-hour increase in the number of fully vaccinated people: India, up 2%, and Oceania and Indonesia, 1%. Globally, cases were down 2% and deaths were down 4% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since October 22nd. There are 17,893,223 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: the United States, 48,771, Russia, 37,930, the UK, 36,567, Turkey, 27,663, and Ukraine, 14,634. There have been at least 4,954,274 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Coronavirus 411 on your podcast app, or ask your smart speaker to play the Coronavirus 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.